Blog Talk Radio.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. He's getting murdered left and right, ain't nobody stopping it, yo. No matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug dealers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the streets just looking for a pick. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dudes plotting on a dope house, trying to catch a lick. The Asian police line, trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hitting the streets, fresh from the pen. From a whole tour, laundry list of dead friends. From young and out, trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same, from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them fronting. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them fronting. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child's murderer. Police out of control, teaching inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting, our girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of you in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Jared Prim. They raised the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission, but how much cash that you stashing in your saving? Now that's capitalism.
New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them fronting. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them fronting. The same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block.
How much have you invested in time bitching and bickering over bullshit and nothing that's progressive or obsessing over paper and material possessions? I know I'm supposed to entertain, I ask serious questions. Most of the shit you see in the media is so depressing. Even with a black president, the same or worse oppression. They say the game never changes, just the players. So I plan to play so well that they'll never play us. From my heart to God's ears, I swear these years it's been more clear. Mother shed more tears. We in global warfare. Is there love? Sorry, son, there ain't no love here. Love done packed up and moved away to Mars. So I be sitting at you like I was the Wizard of Oz. With these out of this world bars and a flurry of metaphors. So far I got the game covered like a blizzard, y'all.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them fronting. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Them up, I heard them fronting. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Word them up, I heard them fronting. New York, the same shit is going on.
Ferguson, Missouri.
Pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Chicago, Illinois.
Word them up, I heard them fronting. New York, the same shit is going on.
South Carolina.
Pumping on your block.
Yeah, city after city, state after state, body after body, and we still see no justice.
Yo, what it do? It's the Block Report with Tafari XL, and we're on again, and it's a Forward Friday. Unfortunately, we're here to share some, which many of you already know, to share the news and pay tribute, but to share the sad news that the artist formerly known as Prince has passed away yesterday. But we are here to definitely celebrate and uplift his name and his craft and his art with the tribute that we will be doing and playing later on in the show. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. And call up if you want to share your condolences or to make any comments in regards to Prince and his passing or his music. Also, the show is brought to you by TDK Visions, Inc. And there are a couple other things we're going to be bringing up in the topic today, as far as Before we go into the tribute for Prince, we're going to talk about the changes on the $20 bill in regards to Harriet Tubman being placed on the proposal for Harriet Tubman to be on the $20 bill. We'll also talk about the outcome of the verdict and sentencing of New York Police Officer Peter Liang and his shooting and killing of Akai Gurley. So we'll be speaking about that early on in the show first. Then in the later part of the show, for the last 30 minutes of the show, then we'll kick it about. Then we're going to play a tribute to Prince and we'll get into it like that. So you can find The Block Report on Facebook at facebook.com/TheBlockReport, TheBlockReport. You can also find me, TafariXL, on Instagram at TafariXL, and you can find me also on Twitter at TafariXL. So as I said, today's show is brought to you by TDK Visions Inc. And we are doing a show with tribute to Prince and other topics. And I mentioned the two topics already. So let's get into it. And I want to talk about, you see, my thoughts and view on the Harriet Tubman being put on the $20 bill. Now, I'm not against it, you know. I'm for it. That's great. That's cool to have a woman, to have a black person on the money. I mean, but it's no big deal. To me, it doesn't really change anything. It's just a symbolic kind of situation. It doesn't really change the facts on the ground. But what I want to bring about is not just her being added on to the bill, but the fact that the disrespect and the sideways compliment or whatever that was done by putting her on the front of the bill and still keeping that slave owner, racist murderer, Andrew Jackson, on the bill. Because he's on the backside of the bill while she's on the front of the bill. Now, I don't understand I just don't agree with that. I mean, I think he should be taken off the bill altogether, and I think it's disingenuous to have Harriet Tubman on the front of the bill, somebody who's totally fought against the likes of Andrew Jackson, and then to have Andrew Jackson on the front of the bill. So I don't see it as a win-win in any kind of way. And even if they do take Andrew Jackson, or when they do take Andrew Jackson off of the bill completely, you know, as I said, instead of putting black people on the paper money, how about we put the money towards reparations for black people? Because you see, here you are, you're acknowledging the atrocities and the damage. In some ways, here's the evidence. The evidence, there's no evidence. The evidence is all over. I mean, there's no evidence gone or whatever. The evidence is all over the place of what this country has done historically to black people. And then still at the same time, you want to claim or try to get around not paying reparations, you know? And people say, oh, it happened how long ago or whatever, whatever. Well, they're not saying that about the Jews with their situation, the so-called Jews in Europe. You know, they didn't say that happened so long ago, 1930s or whatever, and they're so holding up Israel and all of that and defending them and, you know, and all of that stuff and sending money. The government sending them money the whole time and everything. Nobody's talking about how long ago that happened and how that wasn't the United States. I mean, the United States, they might have turned a blind eye, and then, you know, that goes into the whole thing with the Bush family, with Preston Bush and his role or whatever that he might have played in that on that note. But, you know, and you can Google that stuff too as well and look into that. I'm not going to get into that too deep, but. You know, you have these um, you have You have these situations with, who else? The Japanese, when they had them in internment camps, and then they bombed them with the nuclear bomb. United States went ahead and then made their reparations and deals and did their things to atone for what they did, or, you know, try to recompense for the vile acts they committed. But now you want to tell me something where you have a long history of doing or whatever, and because so-called slavery ended in the 1860s or whatever, you want to claim that that's not a reason to go ahead and do anything about it now. I don't buy it. So that's my view on that. As we go into now, the Peter Liang situation, he was convicted, and this is one of the weirdest things. The jury convicted him, found him guilty of second-degree manslaughter, and then the judge is going to go ahead and reverse the conviction and convict him of a lesser charge. I mean, so then what was the point of having the jury at the trial then, if the judge is just going to do whatever he's going to do? So, you know, and then he gets no jail time. Now, the thing is, he was convicted of second-degree manslaughter, which, if you go with, you know, and there's a very clear case. I mean, he goes in the place in the dark hallway with his finger on the trigger instead of his flashlight out to see his way in the dark. He's got his gun drawn and his finger on the trigger. So what is that about? He fires off the shot. He claims he heard a noise and got startled. He shot and fired and hit Akai Gurley. Then, due to his inaction after that, by not calling the ambulance or trying to give him any sort of medical assistance to help preserve the man's life, it's purported that he texted his union rep or whatever. But he let the man lay there to go ahead and suffer and die some more. So if you really did it by accident, why weren't you concerned for this man's life to at least say, well, let me call something in to go ahead and get some medical help for this man, or do my part, because you have training on that situation. So he was convicted of official misconduct. Then you have these people in the Asian community. They're claiming that what you should do too, if you get a chance, go check out the Amy Goodman show Democracy Now, because they had Akai Gurley's aunt, they had John Liu, and they had a lady from the CAAAV. It's a Asian kind of group that is standing with the Gurley family as well in support of them, that Mr. Liang should have received time for the crime that he committed in this situation. And not only that, the defense team, even though the judge reversed the conviction and did whatever, they have the gall to say that they're going to appeal it. But I understand they're doing their part as their lawyers for him, but they have the gall to say they're going to appeal that. And I hear that the prosecutor's office is going to send an appeal as well to have the conviction that the judge laid out to reverse that, to bring it back to second degree manslaughter. So the case, so this story is not over. It's still developing and still going on. And I hope that the Gurley family gets justice. And, you know, it was unfortunate, but the way that the gentleman, Mr. Liang, handled the situation is why it got to this point. And people need to start being held accountable and not getting obliged. As a police officer, you should be held to a higher standard when it comes to you taking the lives of people. This is not someone you had a confrontation with, you were in a fight with. You went ahead and acted, your actions were intolerable. So, and you should face the consequences as any other citizen would have if it was them. All right, so those are my two issues on the Block Report today. If you're not on the line, or if you're on the line now, we're about to go ahead and we're going to go into this Prince tribute that we have. And it was a DJ Premier done, so as you know, we love hip-hop around here, so he did it on the ones and twos and on the Block Report. We love hip-hop, and so we love Prince as well. and we love his music and his artistry and his genius. And so we're paying homage and tribute to the icon, the legend, the master, and all. So we're going to, he was a virtuoso, you know, a musical genius, and just great. And when it comes to music and all that. And what I'm hearing too as well, which I didn't know, but I suspected, but he was really behind the scenes in a lot of situations, donating and helping out families and communities and certain organizations in regards to black people. And also, I mean, some of those families, I believe he donated some money to some of those families that they were there, where their family was mowed down by the police, killed and murdered by police in situations that didn't receive any justice. So there's a lot of things coming out. He was a very private person, didn't want to put his business out there, but it's starting to come out little bit, little by little. What a gracious and honorable and decent person he was, besides his genius. And so I'm just really glad for that. And, you know, but at least you see in his case, he left a legacy with his music behind for people to enjoy, and that's going to be great, and people can enjoy that for generations to come. And so he's never really gone, even though the body is gone, the spirit is still around, but not only his spirit, but his voice and his sound. And so that's what's really big and what's going on there. So this is the Block Report with Tafar by XL. And, you know, we're going to go into the tribute. And we'll be on Sunday on the Super Sunday Music Mix Show. And we may have some mix in of Prince. I don't know exactly yet what we're going to do, but we're going to go ahead and get to the music. Remember, the call-in number is 929-477-3093. And we'll see you on Sunday for the Super Sunday Music Mix Show. And we're going to go into this Prince mix. Before I play the DJ Premier mix, I'm going to play one of my favorite tunes by Prince. And we're going to jam to this. It's called I Adore. You The Block Report on facebook.com/TheBlockReport. You can find me, Tafar IXL, on Instagram at Tafar IXL and Twitter at Tafar IXL. Go to reverbnation.com/Tafar IXL and you can sign up with my mailing list so that you can receive weekly content of new music that I do. I do at least couple of songs, several songs a week, and then I drop a new one every week on that page. Sometimes two a week I drop on that page. So go there, sign up with the mailing list. Also, hit the Block Report on Facebook.com. What else? Go look for my music on iTunes. I got that single out, Paper Chasing. You can find that on iTunes. And we're going to continue with more of the tribute to Prince. We got one more joint I'm playing. I think this is going to be Purple Rain. It's not Purple Rain, it's I Wanna Be Your Lover. Then we go to the DJ Premier mix.
I never meant to call you in pain. You say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. Let me guide you.
All right, y'all. So we're going to, we're in the last 15 minutes of the show. We're just going to kick it with this DJ Premier Hip Hop Special Mix. That was just Purple Rain we played. And then we out of here. We'll be with y'all on Friday on the Block Report. I'm sorry, not Friday, Sunday on the Super Sunday Music Mix Show. Y'all enjoy y'all weekend. Y'all be safe. Have a good afternoon. And we'll see you then, Sunday. Peace.
Every man. Day.